All right, now we're toggling between the Steelers and the Sidney Crosby contract extension, two-year extension, which means three more years this year, the last year of his deal. Then the two-year extension at $8.7 million a year. Bob, I think he's the most unselfish athlete in the history of Pittsburgh sports.
And maybe all of sports. Given what he is, given what he's done, unselfish is a great word. Here's another word. He is very, very accountable and responsible for his image, his place, not only in, you know, franchise face, but NHL face. He's an ambassador. He understands it. Never complains about it. He doesn't do anything that would diminish that legacy of his. He just wants to win. To get somebody. Yeah, and he wants to do it here. The statement is, I'm going to do what I can to continue to be here at a price that is under value so that we have a chance to do something before it's all said and done.
Yes.
I think that's the only
thing. I mean, undervalue is the understatement of the century. Look at the cap hits in the NHL right now. It begins with Austin Matthews at $13.25 million.
It's deserved. I mean,
then it goes down.
He is.
You're right. You know, I never blame people for going for the money. I thought, though, that Sid might come back around at the end of his career and justifiably say, all right, I'm going to, you know, make some back or something, at least get into double figures. But he's at 8.7. Bob, do you know where that ranks right now in the NHL?
Oh, geez, I'd have to guess.
Guess.
20th.
Tied for 42nd.
Wow.
This is a guy that NHL players themselves still vote as the number one all-around player in the world. Is 42nd. He's barely above Sam Reinhart. Barely above Roop Hintz, if that's his name.
Rupe.
Below, I just pulled a Ron Cook. I'm a big fan of Roop Hintz. Roop Hintz, I think, is one of the finest players. Patrick Laine is also very good. Leon Draisaitl.
Draisaitl.
Patrick.
Austin Matthews, there's an O in his name.
Alex Pietrangelo, Matthew Berzel, all these guys, Bob, are below Sidney. Adam Folks, Sebastian Aho, all these guys, Jack Eichel, all these guys are far above Sid. Rasmus Dahlin, John Tavares, they're all
Dahlin.
Artemi Panera Bread, all these guys are way above Sid on this list. But it's true.
Give me the top 10 on that list.
I'm
curious.
Sorry to Roop and his family. Bob, he's right below Alex Pietrangelo, Timo Meier, if that's the way you say that, Dylan Larkin. This is the company he's keeping right now. He's tied for 42nd, and he's not going anywhere. By the end of this deal, Sidney Crosby won't be anywhere near the top 50 highest-paid players in the NHL. There's nobody else who's doing that in sports right now. Nobody.
No.
Not to that degree. There are guys who take a little less, some quarterbacks to build teams. Brady, like you said, is the only one I can think of from sports history who took a ridiculous discount. And again, it helps in his case when you know your wife is making more than you and is a multi-millionaire.
Tom Brady knew that he needed help and had to facilitate something to get it so he could keep winning.
No doubt.
Crosby's driven by the same stuff.
Right.
He's driven by legacy.
And if you're an A-lister like Brady, you also know you can make a ton off the field.
Sure.
Too,
and that's what Sidney Crosby does.
So the top 10 is Austin Matthews at 13.2, MacKinnon at 12.6. Connor McDavid at 12.5, Panarin at 11.6, Elias Pettersson at 11.6, Erik Karlsson at 11.5 is tied for the sixth highest paid player in the NHL, which is why you asked before, Bob, is this a winning recipe this year for the Penguins? And my answer is if you have guys who play to their pedigree, yes, and I would start with him. Start with him. Start with Tristan Jarry, the $28 million goalie who's made the All-Star game twice. Have a good full season. Play to your talent level. That's what we need from him, right?
No question.
They need
several
guys to do that.
Right. Defensively, you know, they need Erik Karlsson that we saw a few years ago and not the one last year. And I'm talking about power play mostly. There are things that could change quickly. I think year two will be better for Karlsson and Graves.
Well,
People are down on Graves, but I think he's still more talented what he showed, and I think a second year here will help him.
Well, he's another guy. I just don't think, and sometimes you are a function of how good your team is. You don't go plus 30 unless you're a decent player. So they need to, David Quinn needs to, he's going to be a big key this year in trying to get some of these people in the proper roles where you extract the best of their talents. And maybe Ryan Graves is a number three defense, third pair defenseman, I should say. Maybe he is. Okay. So give us 13 really good minutes then. You know what I mean, Bob? I'm sorry. A team that starts their defense with Letang, Pettersson, and Karlsson, a lot of teams would like to have that talent. A lot of teams would like to have a top line of however you want to configure it here. Whatever it might be, Rust, Crosby. I don't know. Is Drew O'Connor going to be on that line? Whoever you want to pick.
Drew, yeah, I mean...
And Kyle Dubas has given them more options on their bottom six. You have a goalie who's highly compensated at the moment. Play to your pedigree. And yes, it's a playoff team that should do damage. Raquel's another guy. I think he played hurt last year. Play to your pedigree. That's what I would say. I don't hate the roster. Do you?
No, I think the roster's okay as long as the guys play the way they're capable of playing. Absolutely. And that starts first and foremost, I think, with Tristan Jarry in goal. He has to be...
It starts with Jarry and Karlsson. I'm sorry.
Right,
you're the sixth highest paid player in the whole league.
Yep.
You better be great. Consistently great. Limits, what's your take on this? I'm very curious.
Well, I like the deal. I wish Crosby, honestly, just for his own sake, would have taken more money, but the superstition aside, I just feel like this team is just such in purgatory in the middle with really no direction. Do they really want to turn to young players while they still have aging veterans? That is what you need to do. But at the same time, everything that Kyle Dubas has done in the offseason has been reducing salary, well, taking on some salary in order to recoup some draft picks. So they're really in this mushy middle where, yes, I think they need to make the playoffs, but do I think
they
will?
That's where I disagree with you, Limitless Wonder. I don't think they're in the mushy middle. I think we're giving, in that instance, Bob, Kyle Dubas and the Penguins and Mike Sullivan the benefit of low expectations, and they don't deserve that. They've made one move that would indicate that they're not 1,000% in, and that's the Guentzel move. But you could also argue that at least that was a hockey trade where they got a top six winger and a power play guy back. A different kind of player and the kind of player that they could use. Obviously,
two other young guys who we don't know much about, but they could be.
Yeah, but it was I thought, a legit hockey trade. Not that, obviously, you take Guentzel over Bunting. Don't get me wrong there. But they're not living in the mushy middle. They're living, Limits, in a world where they're trying to win and they're paying a lot of people a lot of money to try to win now, including the sixth highest paid player in the league in Karlsson, including a $28 million goalie, including Malkin, including Letang, including Sid, even at the unbelievable number he has, including Ryan Graves, including Brian Rust, including Raquel. Come on, they've got a limit up and down that is paid to win now. Big money guys, they're spending to the cap, or they certainly will be. They're built to win now. I'm not giving him or them, I'm talking about Dubas, or them the benefit of, oh, the Penguins, you know, let's see if they can still win even though Dubas is rebuilding. He ain't rebuilding. He's paying people a lot of money to win now. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's the way he should go. I think that's what they have to do. Sure, he's concerned about future draft assets and trying to get all, that's fine. Except when you have guys like this on your team, your obligation first and foremost is to win now. And I think the moves he's made, you can say that he has done his best given what he's had to deal with to bring guys in. Now, it's up to them to perform.
What has he had to deal with?
Well, a lot of salary and a lot of older players. It's tough to play with a lot of older players. and win with a lot of older players. Teams that have tried it haven't done it.
But he's choosing to pay those guys too.
I understand that, with the idea that they're going to win, which is why the present should be the focus. I keep talking about, people say he's trying to, you know, preserve stuff for the future. To me, the future has always been with this core group winning now.
He's made a couple deals and recouped some draft picks, very minor
deals.
I'm agreeing with you. He seems to get this credit for, now he's really trying to rebuild. I mean, he's accumulated a couple of picks. Kyle Dubas last offseason went wild. Because the other thing I hear about is, poor handcuffed Kyle Dubas. What's he supposed to do? He seems to be a real media favorite in this town. Like, look at all the constraints he's working under. Man, a lot of NHL GMs would like to work under the constraints that would allow them to, and this is what Dubas did last offseason, pay a goalie $28 million, bring in Erik Karlsson. No, no, the finances of that deal at the moment were good for the Penguins. You're going to be paying him $11.5 million, I think, or $10.5 million, something like that, for many years to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paying Ryan Graves all that money, bringing in bottom six guys left and right. A lot of guys would like to be handcuffed to the tune of all that, which was basically go out and make the biggest deal in the offseason for Karlsson and then throw money around wherever you want after that. Yeah, go spend $30 million on a goalie who doesn't have any playoff pedigree. So I don't want to hear from people out there that he's been handcuffed here. It was the opposite. He was told in his first offseason, go out on the town, buddy, and have a great time. And that's what he did, and that's why this offseason they've done basically nothing, because he made all his big multi-year moves last offseason, Bob.
Well, they brought in people this offseason, though. They've gone out and gotten some guys who they think can help them. And
yeah,
I think, given
role
players. And when I say constraints, that's what I'm talking about. He loaded up last year on the money. He can't duplicate that this year, because he brought in Karlsson, he brought in Graves. That's big money to those two guys, not to mention other guys. But the point is, you do that to win now. He didn't acquire Erik Karlsson for a future did it so that and what happened last year didn't work the way they wanted, and it has to change it. And I do think year two here won't be a difference. I think you're going to see that power play get back to where it was, operating at a 25% kind of clip, or 22-3%, not what we saw last year. And I think that's going to be the number one issue.
That overtime.
Right.
Those are two issues that basically cost them their season. And if they ever became bad at either one, they'd make the playoffs. All they needed to be was bad instead of historically hideous. If they become good or great, then we're going to start talking about rising to the top of the East.
Yeah.
That's how important those two issues are.
But with a veteran-laden team, if they get to the playoffs, that's the goal. If you do, best of sevens, you can change things around quite a bit.
All right. Coming up, let's take a sharp turn toward the backyard brawl, because that was a momentous game. And Pat Narduzzi piped up afterward. Was he legit in what he said? And have the parameters, the expectations, I should say, of this Pitt season changed, as was written in the Post-Gazette? Should we look at Pitt way differently now than we have?